Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Art of Diplomacy by Stuart E. Eisenstadt is a wide-ranging look at how high-stakes international agreements actually get made from the inside of American statecraft. Drawing on decades of public service and close contact with senior policymakers, Eisenstadt explains the human and institutional realities behind landmark negotiations that reshaped global politics, security, and economic cooperation. Rather than treating diplomacy as abstract theory, the book emphasizes practical methods building coalitions, managing domestic constraints, sequencing concessions, and using credibility to unlock stalemates. It also highlights the long timelines and patient persistence required to move from principled positions to workable deals. Along the way, readers see how negotiators operate across administrations, agencies, and foreign counterparts, balancing national interests with the need for durable international frameworks. The result is a grounded portrait of diplomacy as both craft and strategy, showing what makes certain agreements historic and why others fail to endure. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, diplomacy as a craft, not a slogan. A central theme is that diplomacy succeeds when it is treated as a disciplined craft built on preparation, judgment, and relationships. The book underscores how negotiators must master both substance and process, understanding technical details, anticipating counterpart needs, and mapping the decision-makers who can approve or block an outcome. Eisenstadt highlights the importance of credibility. Since counterparts test whether American promises will survive Congress, courts, media scrutiny, and electoral change, effective negotiators therefore speak with precision, avoid overpromising, and create verifiable steps that build trust over time. The book also brings out the interpersonal side of statecraft, listening well, signaling respect, and knowing when private candor works better than public pressure. Another practical lesson is managing time. Deadlines can focus attention, but rushed decisions can poison implementation, so negotiators balance urgency with durability. Throughout, diplomacy is presented as a method for translating national interests into durable arrangements, not merely a set of speeches or ceremonies. The craft lies in turning friction into structure and making agreements that can be executed after the handshakes end. Secondly, from conflict to framework, how historic agreements take shape. The book explores how major agreements emerge from messy starting conditions, competing interests, incompatible narratives, and deep mistrust. Eisenstadt emphasizes that successful frameworks rarely appear fully formed. They develop through iterative bargaining, incremental confidence building, and careful packaging of trade-offs. Negotiators often need to separate issues, resolve low-hanging disputes first, and use partial progress to create momentum. The book shows how framing matters. Parties move faster when a deal is described as mutual gain and shared security rather than concession and loss. Another recurring element is coalition management. American negotiators frequently must align allies, international institutions, and domestic stakeholders before final talks can lock in a result. The book explains how side agreements, parallel tracks, and sequencing can make a comprehensive settlement possible without forcing every issue to be solved at once. It also highlights the value of enforcement and verification provisions, because a historic agreement is measured not only by signing day, but by whether it changes behavior. Durable frameworks incorporate monitoring, dispute resolution, and clear incentives to comply. Thirdly, domestic politics as a negotiating table. Eisenstadt treats domestic constraints as part of the negotiation itself, not an afterthought. American negotiators must navigate Congress, interagency rivalries, interest groups, and public opinion, all of which shape what can be offered and what must be protected. The book shows how internal alignment can be as hard as winning over foreign counterparts. Negotiators need a mandate, but they also need flexibility, and the tension between those goals influences tactics. One insight is the strategic use of domestic limits. When deployed honestly, they can help extract better terms by demonstrating that certain proposals are simply not ratifiable. At the same time, overusing this tactic can erode trust, so negotiators must calibrate it carefully. The book also highlights the importance of building bipartisan or cross-faction support early, using briefings, consultations, and transparent justification for trade-offs. Implementation is another domestic hurdle. Agencies must translate a diplomatic document into regulations, funding, and sustained oversight, so negotiators benefit from drafting with execution in mind. Historic agreements endure when they are politically sustainable at home as well as acceptable abroad. Fourthly, ethics, memory, and the long shadow of history beyond immediate policy wins. The book highlights how diplomacy can address moral imperatives and historical grievances, shaping national memory and international legitimacy. Eisenstadt is closely associated in public life with efforts to confront unresolved historical injustices, and the book reflects the idea that negotiations often involve more than material interests. When nations reckon with the past, they face sensitive questions about responsibility, restitution, recognition, and the risk of reopening wounds. The book explains why symbolic gestures can be strategically powerful, but only when paired with concrete mechanisms that affected communities view as meaningful. It also shows how negotiators must handle the politics of terminology, legal exposure, and precedent, all while trying to create outcomes that are seen as fair. Another lesson is the necessity of patience and persistence in morally charged negotiations, since progress can be incremental and easily derailed by backlash. The broader argument is that diplomacy can strengthen international order by reinforcing norms of accountability, human rights, and mutual respect. Agreements shaped by historical understanding can reduce long-term instability by addressing grievances that otherwise fester and reappear in future crises. Lastly, leadership, leverage, and the architecture of a deal. The book illustrates how negotiators convert power into outcomes through leverage that is credible, targeted, and paired with a pathway to agreement. Eisenstadt emphasizes that leverage is not only about sanctions or military strength, it also includes access to markets, security guarantees, institutional membership, and reputational benefits. Effective leadership involves choosing which tools to use and when to signal firmness versus flexibility. The book also stresses the architecture of a deal: clear objectives, fallback positions, and a negotiation plan that anticipates counteroffers and endgame dynamics. Leaders must know which issues are truly core and which can be traded to unlock movement. Another important point is the role of principals and envoys. Successful outcomes often depend on disciplined coordination between top leaders who can make commitments and skilled negotiators who can manage detail and relationships. The book highlights how back channels, trusted intermediaries, and carefully staged public communication can keep talks alive under pressure. Ultimately, the architecture determines whether an agreement is implementable, verifiable, and resilient to political change, making design choices as important as the final compromises. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand how consequential international deals are forged in practice: policy students, professionals in government or NGOs, business leaders operating globally, and general readers curious about the real mechanics behind headline agreements. It benefits the reader by translating diplomacy into usable lessons about preparation, coalition building, messaging, and the management of constraints. Those skills apply far beyond foreign policy, from workplace negotiations to civic leadership, because they teach how to align stakeholders and move from positions to outcomes. Compared with many diplomacy titles that focus on theory or a single episode, Eisenstadt offers a broader, practitioner-driven perspective that ties strategy to implementation and shows why agreements succeed or fail after they are signed. The emphasis on process, credibility, and durability makes the book valuable for anyone who wants to judge international events more accurately, not just react to them. It is worth buying because it combines historical significance with practical guidance, providing a structured way to think about negotiations where the stakes are national and the consequences can change the world. If you would like to support Stuart E. Eisenstadt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts.